sort of like trying to buy fire insurance after the fire breaks out in the second floor apartment. You have to buy insurance before there's a known incident, meaning once there's an incident, they actually rewrite the policies to exclude certain locations and certain geographic areas. However, trip cancellation and interruption insurance is a good idea if you have a large investment in your travel. If it's a $59 ticket on Southwest, probably not a good idea. But if it's a $3,000 cruise and up, you do want to do it. But here are the caveats. Number one, you do not want to buy the insurance from the travel provider itself because the language in their policy doesn't necessarily benefit you as well, number one. Number two, you want to make sure that you look at the policy language very carefully. There are a number of websites. One is called InsureMyTrip.com. All these things they do is they actually analyze the policy language so you can interpret it, because you know and I know it's almost impossible to read the policy language of any insurance policy. And then once you do that, you do it.
Now, there could be any number of reasons that your trip may be interrupted or postponed, but what do most of the really good travel insurance policies cover?
Well, there are two different kinds in terms of that. One is canceling for reasons beyond your control, meaning weather or illness or death in the family. Most insurance policies will cover that. However, there's a caveat there as well. If it's illness, you can't have a pre-existing condition when you buy the policy. So you have to read that policy carefully. And then there's another kind of policy, which is a much higher premium, which is canceled for any reason. But the premium on that is much higher. It's almost about 30% of the cost of the trip.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Are there sort of blue chip providers where you would go to find good policies?
There are a couple of guys that I like. Travel Guard is one. There's another one, which is about medical repatriation and evacuation if you get sick or injured overseas. That's called MedJet Assist. Both of those provide very good policies because they not only get you stabilized medically where you are, but they will then fly you out to a medical facility and doctor of your choice. Very interesting policy distinction there, because there are a lot of policies that will offer medical evacuation or repatriation, but it's to a medical facility and doctor of their choice. And quite frankly, who wants to be caught in a bad HMO in Rwanda? Because you'll be a victim of the lowest bidding. You need to have control over where you're going.
Peter, if you have a child who becomes sick, or if you're taking care of an older relative and they suddenly have a situation, will these policies cover that?
Yes, they will, because it's not about a pre-existing condition with you. Once again, you have to look at the policy carefully, but a lot of these policies will cover that. You do have to practice full disclosure when you fill in the application for the policy, just to make sure that they don't come back later and say, oh, you didn't disclose.